down here where the island rises up from its mud flat beginnings 20 miles to the north and finally juts a chin proudly out above the smug hat islanders who post no trespassing signs every 50 feet warning us to steer clear. We tend to examine issues from above the ordinary fray of sea level. Of course, we may also suffer in such altitudes from oxygen deficiency, which may explain more than we care or need to examine. I've been noticing lately down at the South End Marina and Bait Shop a lot of loose talk from the layabout skippers how the fishing industry, meaning them, has been poleaxed or at least gillnetted by these damn government regulations. Closures one day, opening 60 miles west another, zone 8 through 12 one week, you can crab but not in zone 7. How in blue hell are you going to make a living motoring to Hood Canal Tuesday, then up to the San Juans Wednesday, and back down to Camino Friday? It's enough to drive a sailor to drink. Even more. The days of the great salmon herds are gone the way of the buffalo, that much is true, but the why of it, well, the Ahabs blame everything from the South Endemish tribe to the spotted gooey duck. They'd even blame the eagles if it didn't seem positively unpatriotic. I don't say too much when the fleet is dry docked like this, too much land under their boots and too much rot gut under their gills. But occasionally I'll hazard the opinion that the salmon have gone the way of the old-growth nettle forests, over-harvested, ill-managed, and maybe we got our own selves to blame. If I brought the rot gut, they tolerate this. If I'm drinking on their doubloon, it gets a lot dicier. Truth is, they've tried everything from charter fishing to ecotourism, hoping the CEOs of San Diego and Frisco, Portland and Smoky Point might be satisfied with a couple of less-than-trophy-sized flounder, if the flasks flowed freely and the only whoppers were the tall tales of a bygone Puget fishery. It wasn't long before the only reservations for once proud bottom fishers were for birthday parties for Weyerhaeuser execs' kids. Trust me, they swallowed more than their pride. Fishing on the South End is more endangered than naked mermaids. Their kids will be lucky to fish for perch with a pole and a bobber, but hard times make men desperate. We're no stranger to desperation, but desperation is no mother of invention. The other night, sitting on the poop deck of Coho Bob's trawler as it slowly gathers barnacles and we quickly gather liquid courage, the talk turned loose and Pete, a one-time tug captain, mentioned he'd been watching the oil tankers idling off Anacortes the other day. Ripe for the picking, just like the Somalians, he said quietly, maybe hoping nobody would remember tomorrow. This is what it's come to. Poverty, alcoholism, and now, piracy. Hard times make desperate men, and you can take that to the bank, even if the tellers won't deposit it. All I can say is, Anacortes needs to take precaution. And Hat Island, well, you'll need more than your uppity signs.